Welcome to your daily guided session. Today, we'll practice crafting a prayer with the Lord. You may want to have a pen and paper handy in a location where you can write quietly. Let's begin with a time of thanksgiving and worship. Consider what aspect of God's nature brings you comfort and hope. Where has the goodness of God been present in your life? What words of thanksgiving are now bubbling up in your spirit to the Lord? Remember, your words and thoughts can be spoken out loud or shared directly with Him. Now, let's enter into a moment of stillness. This is the perfect opportunity to ask the Lord, "Steady my heart and quiet my mind." Begin to take a few deep breaths, rest, and enjoy the calm reassurance of His nearness. Whether God is currently present to your feelings or whether He is simply present to your faith, become aware of the truth that He's promised to always be present and He lives in you. Now, let's take a moment to clarify the focus of your prayer with God. Remember, this is a time to pray with Him rather than toward Him. You are praying with the answer rather than for one. Consider this truth found in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Verse 34 of the same passage reads, "Christ Jesus is He who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us." Take a moment to invite the Lord into this partnership of prayer. What is it specifically that He is highlighting as the focus of this prayer time? If multiple thoughts begin to arise, allow the Lord to simplify your focus. Now, let's ask the Lord to show you His perspective on your topic of prayer. Ask, "Jesus, How do you see the circumstance? Holy Spirit, what thoughts are you thinking about this topic of prayer? Begin to rejoice that the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are already praying the perfect prayer in you. Simply ask God to show you what He is praying. Notice the sometimes subtle cues of His responses to your questions. Are there any words, phrases, or scripture verses coming to mind? Is there an image or a picture now coming to the forefront of your thoughts? Is there a clear impression, sense of knowing, or perhaps a newfound understanding about the Lord's heart toward this topic of prayer? God's way of speaking within you may feel subtle at first, but with time, practice, and delight in the learning, these subtleties will soon blossom into beautiful conversations. Now, let's gather the thoughts, words, or scriptures that bubble up from your heart and begin to write them down. This is a moment to gather the pieces. Remember to take your time. There's no rush to connect them. Simply begin to write the words as they take shape in your heart. Feel free to pause this audio and return when you are ready. Now, let's bring what we've gathered directly to the Lord and ask Him joyfully for any additional insight or clarification. Remember, you can take your time with Him. Simply write down any further insights you receive. Feel free to pause this audio and return when you are ready. Now, it's time to collect all the pieces and begin the relational process of crafting a prayer, using the keywords and phrases you received from the Lord. Remember to stay in a place of peace, joy, and delight as you begin to write your prayer with the keys you've received. Feel free to once again pause this audio and return when you are ready. Now, it's time to take your draft of your crafted prayer back to the Lord. Ask if He has any further refining or clarification. Together, enjoy finding the best words to express His thoughts on your topic of prayer. Feel free to pause this audio and return when you are ready. Now, let's move into a time of joyful proclamation of what God will do. Envision yourself praying this prayer alongside your personal prayer team, the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Practice being creative in how you pray your prayer out loud. Give your whole heart to it. Rejoice in the fact that God is faithful to do things in His own time and in His own way. As He leads you, continue to pray and proclaim with confidence. Remember, the joy is in the journey of crafting your prayer and praying it with God, not only in the outcome. Therefore, you will always have a cause for rejoicing in prayer.